Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, here to give you another credit tip on how you can clean up your credit reports. Once again, I want to thank all of you guys who have subscribed, who have followed, who have downloaded my podcast. I really appreciate you. I thank you for all the encouragement that you guys and gals have been sending me, whether it's through my IG or through my Facebook or through TikTok or through email. A lot of you guys are constantly reaching out to me to encourage me. Some of you guys ask questions, or some of you guys say, can you talk on certain topics? So I'm trying to get all of that together. But I just want you guys and gals to know that I appreciate the fact that you guys have been following and listening to my podcast, and not just listening, but you're letting me know that you're getting a wealth of information from this. So I believe that when you're ready to start cleaning up your credit, because you can do it on your own, you can definitely do it on your own, that we've given you enough information to at least get you started. Now, sure, there's a lot you can still learn. There's a lot of information out there on YouTube and on internet and all social platforms. People are talking about credit repair, and how to fix your credit. So there's a wealth of information out there. I'm just thankful that I can do my part in educating the consumer and letting them know that they do not have to live with bad credit, that there is something you can do about it. And again, my name is Angelo McCutcheon, known as the Credit Doctor. I've been doing credit repair for over 15 years. The name of my company is called the Faithful Credit Group. And we have been helping people remove inaccurate information from their credit reports, like I said, for over 15 years now and still counting. We have seen people's scores go from the low 400s, low 500s, all the way up to the 700s, and some even reach the 800s. We let people know it's not an overnight thing. It takes time and it takes patience. You didn't mess it up overnight. You're not going to fix it overnight. And whatever we do it based on what the law says your rights are. And what laws are we talking about? The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. And the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Those two laws govern what you can and what you can't do when it comes to working on your credit reports. It also lets you know what debt collectors can do and what they can't do, and what the credit bureaus can do and what they can't do. So it's a wealth of information in the laws that helps and governs, gives you remedies when you're not satisfied with the outcome of your disputes, when you know there are errors on there. So the law governs everything that we do when it comes to helping our clients. And my podcast is about, because some of you, I've helped so many people, it's just my way of giving back, giving you the information that I've learned. And remember, I don't give out any legal advice. I'm not an attorney. And I don't play one on YouTube or on any social media platform. If you need legal advice, then I always say, please reach out to a consumer attorney in your state. All the information we give you is for educational purposes only, and to help you understand the roadmap to cleaning up your credit. And when we talk about cleaning up your credit, we're not just talking about removing negative things, but we're talking about building up positive things on your credit report as well. So today, and again, I want to thank all you guys who have sent, whether it's Cash App, support, Zelle. I want to thank you guys for really just being a blessing. Any little dollar helps, so thank you. I really appreciate that. Now, today we're going to be talking about cleaning up your credit profile. Something that all of you guys that are listening to me right now can do today, depending on the time you're listening to this podcast. But basically, you don't have to hire nobody to do this. You don't have to hire a credit repair person, credit repair company. This is something you can do. So we're going to talk about what is your credit profile, and we're going to talk about how you can get that cleaned up. So remember, part of your credit profile or part of your credit report is your credit profile. And your credit profile basically talks about your name or the many different versions of your name that's there, your addresses, your telephone numbers, and your jobs that you've worked at. That's the credit profile part that I'm talking about. Your names, your addresses, places that you've lived, telephone numbers that they said you had, and jobs that they said you've worked at. Most people ignore that part of their credit report. And they just focus on removing negative items, which you should do. Remove those negative items that are inaccurate, unverifiable, or incomplete. Definitely remove those. But don't forget about your credit profile, because your credit profile is important. It is important. When lenders are going over your credit report, they're not just looking at your score, but they're not just looking at the negative items on your credit report, but they're also looking at your credit profile. They have questions about why are there like 10, 12 different addresses you have? Why do you have 13 or 14 numbers up there? And that's always not a good look, because that can determine whether you get the loan or not get the loan. People are not aware of that. If it comes down to everything being somewhat equal, they will look at your credit profile, you know, to determine should we give you the loan or not. Your credit score may be good. You may not have too many negative items on your credit report. You may have nice positive things on there. But when they look at that profile, they may see, you know, those different types of activity may confuse them or make them not want to give it to you. So that's something you got to think about. And so I'm here to tell you that you need to make sure that the only thing that's reporting on your credit reports are updated information, current and updated information. Let me say it again. When you're looking at your credit reports, you only want current and updated information on your credit reports. You don't need 10 versions of your name being on there. You don't need 4 or 5 different addresses being reported. You don't need 5 or 6 or more telephone numbers, 3 or 4 different jobs. You want, the only thing you want on there is current information. Because when you clean that profile and it looks good, it's going to help with all things considered, your credit score, negative items on your credit report, positive items on your credit report. That profile is just as important when it comes to impacting or making a decision from these lenders on whether to give you the loan or not, give you the mortgage or not, give you the car loan, give you the credit card, give you the loan from the bank. And again, most of people are unaware of how important your credit profile really is. And a lot of times we ignore it to clean up everything else and ignore that. But a lot of people are being denied because of that, their credit profile. So as we get ready to take this quick break, I want you guys to think about it, because when we come back, we're going to come back and tell you how to remove those unnecessary things being reported on your credit profile. We're going to give you telephone numbers to the credit bureaus for you to call them up and have it removed. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Credit Repair Show with your host, The Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to The Credit Repair Show with your host, The Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. As we've been talking about how to clean up your credit profile. So let's dive right into it. Now, when you get your credit reports, when you look at your credit reports, you're going to notice that in the beginning, it's going to detail your name. And then it's going to have different versions of your name. For instance, when I was cleaning up my credit, I spell my name Angelo McCutcheon, A-N-G-E-L-O-M-C-C-U-T-C-H-E-N. And on my credit report, it may have Angelo McCutcheon, the exact way I spell it. Then it has other versions. I saw other versions. It had A. McCutcheon. It had McCutcheon A. It had A-N-G and then McCutcheon. Like all these different versions of my name. That shouldn't be. Remember, the law says they have to report only accurate information. And what is accurate is the correct spelling of my name. Anything else, I had to get them to delete. And then on your credit report after your name, it comes down to showing you all the addresses that has been reported to where you've lived at, where they say you live. Some people have 3 or 4, some people have 10, 12, 13. Now, and again, if your current address is up there, then that's the only thing you want up there. Everything else, you want it deleted from your credit report. Now, there is an exception to this rule. If you've just moved and you've been living at your place less than 2 years, then you want to keep your previous address on there, at least until you've been at your current address for 2 years or more. But if you've been at your address 2 years or more, your current address, then everything else, you want that deleted from your credit report. And then the next section after that is your, they're going to show telephone numbers, all whether it's residential or whether it's business or whether it's cell phone numbers. It's going to be right under that section. And again, if your current number is there, that's the only number you want to be shown. Everything else, you want it deleted from your credit report. And then if you go down, it's going to show you your jobs. Now, most people, they show like 1 or 2, some 3 or 4 jobs, different jobs. Again, the only thing you want is your current job. Whether you're self-employed, then it should say self-employed. Or whatever your current job is, that's the one you want to be shown. Anything else that is not current, you want that deleted from your credit report. Well, what if you're not working? Then just delete everything, every job that is not current. So if you're not working, then any jobs they have up there that's not current, then you want that deleted. Again, you only want current information shown on your credit report. It's vital, because they do look at your credit profile. I can't say this enough. They do look at your credit profile. Now, how do I get this information, or how do I get these items deleted? Well, one, you can write them a dispute letter, each one of the credit bureaus, and in that letter, you could tell them, this is my current address. Any other address you don't see, that you see on my credit report, I want to delete it. This is the correct spelling of my name. Any other version, I want to delete it. Yada, yada, yada. Go down the list. Telephone number, jobs. That's one way to do it. The best way to do it is to call them up. Call TransUnion up. Call Equifax up. Call Experian up. Now, I know sometimes it's hard to get a live person, but if you maneuver through, you know, hit this dial, hit this number if you want this, then you'll get somebody, eventually get somebody. And then you can tell them, and they can basically have that information deleted right there. While you're on the phone, they can delete those that information. Now, before I give you the numbers to those credit bureaus, let me also throw this out at you, because sometimes, particularly with Experian, some of the other ones do it too, but not as much as Experian. Experian will tell you that if you have an address that's tied to an account that's reporting as a negative, that they can't remove it. Let me say it again. Experian will tell you if you have an address that's tied to an account that's being reported as a negative item, that they can't remove that account. And that's a lie. They can remove any account they want to. Now, if they say, we don't want to remove it, well, then that's a different story, because you can fight them on that. But it's not that they can't. They can remove it. Because remember, why you want those addresses, and this is what you got to tell them, why you want those addresses removed? Because if a lender or a potential lender is sending you out pre-approved letters and they don't know exactly what address you live at, they can send it to one of those addresses that you no longer live, which can potentially open you up to identity theft. Somebody open your mail, get your name, get certain information about you, then that can start an identity process. And so you got to let them know, hey, I don't care if it's tied to an account. I no longer live there, and I don't want mail going there because I don't know who's going to open up that letter and try to steal my identity. All right. So that's, I need to put that out there because experience known for that, but that's how you need to fight them when it comes to that. All right, so here are the telephone numbers, and I'm going to put it in the description of this podcast as well. TransUnion, their telephone number is 800, and I'm starting with the area codes, 800-493-2392. Again, TransUnion, 800-493-2392. To call them, tell them you want to clean up your profile. You want to give it to things that's not current. All right. The next one, Equifax, 866-238-6559. Again, Equifax, 866-238-6559. And then the last one, Experian, 888-397-3742. Again, Experian, 888-397-3742. And again, I'll put it in the description of this podcast. You can go there and get those numbers. But that is something you can do, you need to do, and you can do it today or the next tomorrow whenever you hear this podcast. It's something you can do immediately. Clean up your credit profile. Even if you don't know how to dispute stuff, even if you don't know how to challenge stuff on your credit report, you can clean up your credit profile. It's just that easy. That's just telling them, I no longer live there. This is my current address. Remove everything else. This is my current number. Remove everything else. It's just that simple. All right. So just wanted to drop that with you guys and gals, of course. Again, I appreciate you guys. You've been listening to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor. Feel free to hit me up. Feel free to seek me out on IG. All my information is in the description of any one of my podcasts. So I appreciate you guys. Stay blessed. Whatever you do, stay blessed. But what's even more important is that you are a blessing. And with that, we say, have a blessed day. We'll be right back.